Welcome, everyone, to the Your Energy First podcast. I'm your host, Emily Marie, and it is such a pleasure to have you here today to co-create with you in this space and to talk about all things your energy. Welcome back to our time together to help your energy gently, consciously, confidently, calmly, with fun, with joy, with ease. Why not expand your energy here? Welcome, welcome, welcome. For the intro to this podcast, I really wanted to play that song, Welcome to the Jungle, because it feels like we have really moved into, we've landed, if we were to drop ourselves into a beautiful energetic jungle, wow, words, this is what it would feel like. This is what the energies feel like. Welcome to the jungle, you're here. And the beautiful thing about the jungle is that it's gorgeous all around you, gorgeous. Very, the guides are saying, thriving, supportive in a lot of ways. There's so many things in a jungle that can nurture you. Yet there's also things around the jungle that you are gonna wise up to stay away from, or if you're in a situation with something in the jungle that isn't gonna be good for you, you know how to handle it. That's the wisdom that for folks who, tribes, communities who have lived in jungles for centuries, that's the wisdom they pass down to each other. And that's why they do so well. And that's what our communities now are doing at a global scale, global level, is we are each sharing with each other our best practices to help ourselves thrive in the jungle. And also when we come up against something nuanced that isn't going to serve us, what do we do about it? I've noticed that for my podcast episodes, every once in a while, I'll get the nudge to look back and look at some of the numbers in the analytics. And it's the positive ones that have the highest amount of plays. And it's the ones that would be perceived as more negative that have less plays. And I'm being called to share stories and information in a very conscious, empowering way to shed light on some deeper topics in order for more people to, the guides are saying, exponentially realize their power. Doing energy work not only heals you, you know, we think of energy healing or we think of manifestation, it actually expands you. And in this episode, we are going to talk about a couple of things. We're going to talk about the levels of your intuition. We are going to talk about when you taste energy. We're also going to cover what it sounds like when you hear your own spirit guides versus someone else's. All of this is kind of tied into the same thing. Go figure, go figure. So when we think about your great ascension, you know, ascending into a life of more ease, calm, awareness, getting there means you're going to face things that have kept you not in that version of your alignment. So if you're not feeling waves of joy, peace, inner calm, now I'm going to take out of this equation when life puts us in places of deep grief for a variety of reasons or trauma. When you are thinking about your own personal growth and ascension, you want to actually look at all parts of yourself. And that means not allowing yourself to look at what you haven't become yet or what you don't do. Instead, you want to look at, this is so exciting. I'm so curious about my life. Oh my gosh, I see who I was 3 weeks ago, 3 days ago, 3 months ago, 3 years ago. I love that version of me. How do you, if we talk so much about inner child work, how do you love the most recent versions of you that are still growing and learning and figuring things out? This especially comes into play when we think about our ego, because our ego is all of the hurt, scared, frightened, fearful, sad parts of you coming forward. Yet what does our society teach? Down with the ego. And the ego is challenging because initially it brings embarrassment. I feel embarrassed when my ego shows up still. That feeling is still ingrained in me, or I feel shame. And it causes me to pause and bring love to that part of me. I don't shoo her away or hide her or say, oh my gosh, don't be seen. I'm like, whew, okay, here we go. Deep breath. Allowing this part of me to simply exist. And I bring my light to her. And I ask my inner light to support me in what it is I need to learn and grow from this moment. And I allow my ego to breathe. So when you think of your ascension and your growth, instead of us thinking of ascending up, you know, a lot of people talk about how energy, light energy, spirals upward. It's not as if your energy just shoots straight up. Your energy also needs to expand out, and it needs to expand down. Down does not always mean dark and bad, but we need your energy to be full, alive, free in its width and in its breadth. From that point, we take a look at your levels of intuition as a part of your ascension. Your ascension, your growth never stops. I just double checked with the guides. I'm like, that's true, right? Yes, it's true. It never stops. Same goes for your intuition. So what happens is you will continue to have experiences in life that show you, the guides are saying, that will deliver to you an awareness of another aspect, a deeper aspect of your intuition. So someone had responded to the vampire podcast where I talk about my experience, one of my experiences, being in a situation with one. And a couple people have reached out to me from this episode. It's been kind of interesting. One person, who, and I have permission to share these, by the way, said that they actually checked in with their own inner light to see if they've had a similar experience. And they said, yes, but you didn't know what it was. We talk about these things not from a fanatical point of view. Obviously, you don't see me online talking about stuff in a, I'll say, like an egoic way, right? Vampire energy, come learn about this over here. Goddess energy, you're a goddess, I'm a goddess, we're all goddesses. Hey, queen, blah, blah, blah. I just don't subscribe to that. I can't. I physically can't. We talk about these things in a very grounded, pragmatic way so that when you're in the jungle, you have an awareness that if there's something over here and you feel that uncertainty or that nudge, you know what to do. You have the tools and capabilities. And these situations are what deepen your own personal journey and expand your own awareness of your intuition. So I am working with an intimate group of incredible women, incredible souls who have taken my intuition development courses or retreats in the past. And this is online, and we are expanding how they are learning to hold energetic space and bringing in awareness around their intuition. And when you hold energetic space, it's the foundation of everything that it is that I teach. So whether or not you're doing a clearing on someone or on yourself or a house clearing or mediumship, the foundation's the same. You're holding energetic space. And one of the guided messages that came through in our first group session of the new year is how you are on an explorative path when it comes to your intuition and what your energy is capable of. Yes, the exploration is happening in a community of learning, but the learning and the practices that we do in session is all about exploration, because there's nothing that you have not of, you just haven't experienced it yet. So So with the vampire energy, another individual asked me, like, wow, there's that story, but then why the blood taste in the mouth? I taste energy from time to time. It's not my preferred way that my intuition speaks to me for so many reasons. Hello, blood in the mouth. Nobody likes that. So I did a little googly googly. I was like, there's got to be a clair for this. So remember, the way that I teach intuition is it has four main groups. It's your knowing, it's your sensing and feeling together, which is the tasting piece that I experienced there. It is your hearing, and it is your seeing or perceiving. So there is a clair for tasting, and I do not know how to pronounce this. Clairgustans. It's clear tasting when something isn't there. And I think one of the things that's important to highlight here, this stood out to me, my spirit team was highlighting it, when something isn't there. Energy is so intangible in so many ways, in that we want to see things, we want to be able to touch and hold something and learn 15 steps so that you know you're doing it right. And your intuition, your ascension, your levels of intuition ask you to trust yourself. Ask you to self-develop, ask you to feel and get comfortable in your own depth, to be curious from a place of alignment, not from a place of ego, like what happened to me. That was my ego in the possession episode. Further to this, one of the other questions that I've gotten recently is, what's the difference between spirit guides, like hearing my spirit guides and hearing someone else's? As you continue to be in your own personal practice, whatever that looks like, nature, meditation, being in water, there's so many different ways that you can nurture your own energy. The more clear you become with your own energy, meaning how are you practicing being with yourself, the more clear and distinctive energies that are not of yours, but that would be complementary or not complementary, vampire energy, complementary, holding space for someone else's spirit team to give guided messages. Then things become much more clear. The other thing is, when you initially hold energetic space for someone to receive guided messages for them, your spirit team is going to actually be a filter for the other person or people's spirit teams. When you're holding energetic space, the entire intentional purpose is to support the individual or group of souls at hand. So the spirit team and guides don't come in like a beautiful, beautiful Cirque du Soleil circus. And over here we have so-and-so, and over here we have so-and-so who does this, and they're so good at this, and they're so talented at that. No, spirit comes in and goes, they are, because they are not of ego, they're on the other side of the veil, and they've done a lot of that work. They're like most of it. They're not there to showcase themselves. They're there to support the client and the group or the group of people. So they will filter through your spirit guides and spirit team, because your spirit guides and spirit team know what your tells are, what your physical tells are. And our tells, spirit will work with you in any capacity to get a message through. So they may show imagery. You may hear something. You may look down and see something green. I'm looking at a green notebook right now, and this happened the other day. And they will highlight the green for you to bring something to your attention, to help you understand the story and the lesson that needs to come through. When I work with private clients on developing their intuition and their intuitive gifts, naturally, we all ask the questions of, I'd like to connect to my higher self. I'd like to receive inner wisdom. The guides, most of the time, will reflect back the question, why? Why do you want that? Why do you want to ascend? Why do you want to know different levels of your intuition? Why? Why do you want to know that? Understanding that about yourself is a really big piece to notice the differences and the nuances between what's your energy and what's good for it and what isn't. Over time, as my intuition has expanded, spirit team members for someone or groups will come through in a more unique way as part of a lesson or the journey for the client. It's so fun and magical when that happens. I would also, that was so funny. Saying that is fun. That is true. And at the same time, what does our ego say? Our ego says, I want that magic again. I want that inspiration again. And so we lean back into our light and we rest there. And it's, but what do I need now? What am I really seeking? If I want ascension, if I want to communicate better with spirit guides and spirit team, what am I actually seeking? This is a very existential topic, by the way. But asking yourself these questions and giving yourself space to breathe in them is going to be really, really impactful to your own personal journey. It's so fun. This is so fun. The other thing I will add is that in my personal experience, and everybody's energy is unique, when I'm holding space for a client or individuals, their spirit team shows up as a beautiful, bright, goldish gold, but not with that dense, you know, gold can be so dense. It's so effervescent. It's so light, yet so strong and powerful. They will show up as a group just to sort of acknowledge that they're there. So I do see that. And then they will give me essentially an essence or tone of them. I'm asking now, I'm asking my spirit team. So I'm like, I already know the answer to this, but do other people's spirit teams communicate directly with me? And they say yes, but there still is that guided filter with my own higher self and spirit team and guides. It's very collaborative. It's the most collaborative thing I may ever do in my whole life and existence of being. If I didn't birth a child, I would have birthed my cats if I could have, but anyway, you get the idea. So, by the way, in this same group session last night, I didn't realize this until today, and now I'm embarrassed. So I have this camera that's an add-on to my laptop camera that's a lot more clear. And I've got this multi-plug-in thing to the left of my laptop so that you've got the charger and the microphone and then this nicer camera. And I thought I had the microphone plugged in and I was just going to use the regular laptop camera for last night's live session. And instead, this little camera was like on the floor, connected to my laptop. And at one point, so we start the session and I realized that this humdinger thing on the left side of my laptop wasn't all the way plugged in. So I fully plug it in so that it's charging. And of course, I think in my mind, oh, so that the microphone can be on. Well, no, this little video camera thing was down on the floor. And there's a blanket at my feet because when they remodeled this condo, they didn't put heating in this room. I don't know. Go figure. That's a whole other story. So all of a sudden, I'm the presenter and there's this funny, clearly the cameras has shifted and there's this funny look on the screen. And I'm looking at it, I'm like, where is that? And I see that it's this little soft house that Canyon was given when I adopted him. And I've kept it forever just because I'm like, well, this is like his blankie. I'm assuming it's probably not. He probably wouldn't care if I got rid of it. So this camera falls, but there's this, so it's fabric and there's a seam. So this camera landed there. And when it did, I wasn't worried. I made a joke. I was like, good thing I'm wearing pants. Ha ha ha. And you know, people know me. So like, oh yeah, okay, Emily, whatever. And then as I'm pulling it up and I'm fixing things, it dawns on me today that when I said that, the way the camera landed, it landed on what clearly looks like a fabric and a seam. So it actually looks like the camera was between my legs. Oh my gosh, you guys. And I was like, oh shoot. Well, I'm not going to go back and correct it. I'm sure most people didn't even think about it that way. I'm actually red right now as I share this story. But let's also just acknowledge how we're talking about these grand concepts and ascension, and then this stuff happens, right? You know, last night we did this activation where they received wisdom from their higher selves. And then at the same time, it looked like I was probably doing a spiritual OnlyFans of some sort, which no shade to the OnlyFans community. But you know what I mean? It's like, you just gotta live and let live sometimes. And again, we can't take all of this stuff too seriously. We have to remember we are human and spiritual at the same time. At the same time. Oh, I've got so many things I can teach you. And then there's all these little parts of, and then don't do this. And then I strongly recommend you don't do this. So the final piece in all of this is the final reflection, and they're taking me to our heart energy center, our heart space, but they're bringing truth to it and they're bringing clarity to it. And it's this invitation for you to, when you think about going deeper, think about going wider. There's this really conscious blue energy coming through right now, and maybe you don't see it as blue and that's fine. Just something to note, but it's this expansion of your truth, yourself. It's like, trust your ascension, trust your path, and let yourself expand in all ways. And what do you truly want? Speaking of what you truly want, I am so excited for this energetic container that is the Intuitives Toolkit. This is a place where I'm going to be sharing the intuitive tools that come through each month in a single container. There are intentions in there, there are energy meditations and activations, and from time to time there will be live sessions. This next one, which is going to be next Wednesday at 5 p.m. Pacific, is going to be you receiving guidance from goddess energy that is in your energy field, that is in your spirit team. I'm really excited about this. It is a creative, conscious, ever-evolving program that is month to month. So you can join for a month, you could join for a couple of months, whatever feels good for you. And everything in there is to help you increase the levels of your intuition and expansion. Thank you so much for being here and being a part of this work and journey. Until next time. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and leave a review, and make sure you've signed up for the newsletter for special insights, offerings, and announcements that are just for you. This podcast and website represents the opinions of Emily Marie and her guests to the show and website. The content should not be taken as medical advice. The content here is for informational purposes only, and because each person is so unique, please consult your healthcare professional for any medical advice, recommendations, and questions. Views and opinions expressed in this podcast and website are our own and do not represent that of our places of work. While we make every effort to ensure that the information we are sharing is accurate, we welcome any comments, suggestions, or correction of errors.